to Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. Actually, Scott Shapiro is here, but he's kind of running and gunning this morning, and we'll let you know why. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
And, of course, even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars, and what an amazing response we have to the May 5th event that's next week. We put up a great video that everybody can see that shows what the seminars are like. I can tell you so far the turnout for next week is awesome. You can also see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. You can link to our Facebook page. You can link to our brand new HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, who's really against HOA regulation? You can join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements about the show. And you can even see a presentation we made to get the legislation passed this year before the House of Representatives. So a lot to see. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. And, Karen, of course, you mentioned Scott at the beginning of the show today, who so loyally helps me out on the show each Sunday. You know, now our listeners today won't hear much from Scott, but make no mistake, he's here. And I got to tell you, he has by far the most important job in the studio today. We have six guests lined up. They're scattered all over the place. Literally, there's like bodies everywhere. And Scott has volunteered to conduct traffic and get our guests in and out of the studio, all without tripping over each other. So by far, he's got the hardest job in the studio today. So, Scott, I know you're listening. While we're going to miss your wisdom and wit today, please know Karen and I thank you for being the traffic cop for the show today, and treat our guests nicely.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, last show we had Senator Alan Hayes as our guest, and he told our listeners why getting Senate Bill 580 to become law was a top priority for him this year. And we had Kathleen Lowe on the show from Best Roofing, Brenda Birch, and Ron Hornsby from Alcon Electric. They were all here in the studio to tell us what they were going to teach all of our attendees to our big May 5th event next Sunday. But first, Eric, it's good to see you back in the studio rather than being all over the state.
Yeah, and it is definitely great to be here today, Karen. It has been a wild few weeks, and like you said, Brian and I have literally been all over the state in the Condo Craze HOA's van the last few weeks, including several stops in Tallahassee, and we really had the honor and privilege of meeting with and working with Senator Hayes and Representative LaRosa to get these much-needed changes to the law put in place. And again, our listeners owe each of them a big thank you. I can tell you, finally this year, those two, along with Representative Debbie Mayfield, we had three legislators really go to bat for homeowners this year. And there's one more person I want to thank, and that is Jan Bergman.
Yay.
Yeah, and CCFJ for working so hard with me this year to get all this accomplished. I got to tell you, it was a fantastic experience.
All right, so will all of those changes that we have been speaking about over the last few months finally be coming to an HOA near you?
Well, how about this for votes? Earlier this week, our bill passed the Florida House of Representatives by a vote of 114-4.
Who are those four?
Who I will tell you about those four. And then the vote was followed by the Florida Senate voting 37-0.
Good.
In favor of the bill. And now the bill goes to Governor Scott, who has about five more days to sign it into law. And even if he doesn't, it becomes law.
Yay.
Automatically. So effective July 1st, again, all the changes that we so desperately fought for this year will go into effect.
And I'm sure our listeners learned this year that it is possible to take on City Hall. You have just have to be determined to put in the time.
Yeah.
And you have definitely put in the time.
We definitely have, and I'd like to think we certainly proved that this year, Karen. It's been a hard few months, but it may have been, I got to tell you, the most rewarding few months of my entire legal career. Yeah, it's certainly the most comprehensive HOA bill to be passed in Florida in a decade. But I'm telling you, we all know our job still isn't done. And we will be back there next year. No two ways about it.
Well, so instead of taking a well-deserved vacation, you decided to put on the biggest condo craze event ever, and it's just 1 week away on May 5th.
Yeah, and here's how I'd like to think about that May 5th event. I want to think about it as a party to actually celebrate our accomplishments of the past year, because I promise that's going to be the feeling at the Seminole Hard Rock next week, a party atmosphere. And as you said, Karen, we're only 1 week away now from our big May 5th event at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It's going to be a great day of great food, great education. And for the first time ever, as you know, we're going to do the show live in front of a studio audience. And all the action starts nice and early. Registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to start the board certification seminar at 9 o'clock sharp. The radio show is going to start at noon. Lunch is going to be at 1 o'clock, and then there's going to be a ton of classes that's going to be taught by our sponsors. By the way, to register for the event, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, www.condocrazeandhoas.com to register. And over the past few weeks, we've had some of the sponsors on the show to tell us what they're going to be teaching. And I think we're going to keep doing that today during the show. We're going to squeeze everybody in. So let's start out with Associate Services of Florida and Jeff Ulm, its CEO and president. Welcome back to the show, Jeff.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be back.
All right. Now, I really look forward to not only you and Associates showing up to the event, but you're actually smart enough to serve on our panel of experts on May 5th.
Woo!
And how about first reminding everybody what Associate Services of Florida is all about?
Certainly. My company specializes in managing condominiums, luxury high-rises, and planned development communities throughout Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties.
All right. And you're going to be teaching a class, Jeff, with a catchy title. And I can tell you a lot of people have signed up for this already through our website. They're going to want to know. And your class is called The Top 5 Things Managers Wish Board Members Knew.
True.
Yeah. What can our attendees expect to learn on that?
Well, I noticed in the map you gave us one of the larger meeting rooms, so I appreciate that.
Sure.
We have a sometimes lighthearted look at how the manager responsibilities, board responsibilities, and how we interact together in the one-hour class. It's informative, and we have a laugh or two.
Yeah, well, talk about a laugh. Rumor has it that some boards, you need so much help, you're going to change the name of the course, the top 10 things. Five ain't enough, huh?
That is true, but we can't really fit that into a 60-minute program.
Right, well, but you'll try. All right, tell our listeners, if you don't mind, Jeff, how they can get in touch with Associa.
Sure, we can be reached via email by at info@associaflorida.com. That's associaflorida.com. Or by phone at 1-800-714-3514.
All right. Always a pleasure, Jeff, to have Associa on the show. And by the way, thanks to Associa very much for being a longtime sponsor of the show now. And I look forward to having your wit and your wisdom on the panel on May 5th.
All right, Eric. It's our pleasure. I'm really looking forward to next week.
Thank you very much. And tell Joanne Willoughby I say hello. She's always a doll as well.
Will do.
And I'm sure she's listening. Hi, Joanne, if you are listening. All right. How about we do this? Let's keep it moving, and let's introduce Marcus Spielberg, the Director of Operations for Douglas Orr Plumbing. Welcome to the show, Marcus.
Thank you very much, Eric. I'm very excited to be here, even more excited to be part of the event next week.
Oh, I can tell you it's going to be great, and I can tell you we certainly appreciate Douglas Orr Plumbing for being a sponsor for the May 5th event. And how about, before you tell us what you're going to teach, tell our listeners a little bit about what Douglas Orr Plumbing actually does.
Sure, Eric. We've been in South Florida for over 39 years now. We've been a full-service plumbing contractor. If you look at the skyline, Eric, down in Miami, there's a good chance Douglas Orr Plumbing has either built it from the ground up or we're still servicing it today. We have over 20 service trucks fully equipped on the road. I mean, we're there if you need us, and you always need plumbing.
I have no two ways about it, certainly in my home. All right, now Douglas Orr Plumbing is going to be teaching a plumbing course next week at our May 5th event. And can you tell us a little bit about what that course is going to teach?
Oh, yeah, I definitely like to. And don't hold me to this, Eric, but I think we might be the only plumbing contractor in South Florida that has a CAM-licensed course.
Really?
Yeah, and it's very interesting, let me tell you. The course is going to provide a basic overview of backflow preventers, the maintenance, and also the annual certifications that every building needs, some pressure-reducing valves, the purpose and the proper pressures that you need to look for, pump lift stations, drain cleaning, and safety. Managers and board members will come away from the class with a basic understanding of the plumbing systems in their building and how to mitigate damages and repairs to them through proper maintenance.
Yeah, and as you said, it's great because it also provides a credit for community association managers who attend.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to receive a one-hour CEU credit. We are licensed with the state of Florida to offer that. Of course, we've been teaching in the plumbing industry for the construction industry for years, and now finally we developed one for the property managers as well.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Marcus. And I want to thank Douglas Orr Plumbing for participating and being a sponsor next week of the May 5th event. And both me and all our listeners appreciate it, and we look forward to attending the course. But tell our listeners also how they can get in touch with Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Sure. You can always reach us at 1-800-DOUG-ORR, D-O-U-G-O-R-R, or you can find us online at www.orrplumbing.com. Of course, we also have Facebook, Twitter, and a great YouTube channel where you can see some do-it-yourself plumbing fixes and some things that we do.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can go to YouTube, type in Douglas Orr Plumbing, and learn how to fix your own plumbing problems.
That's right. We got our own channel, and we're adding to it every day.
I promise. I can watch the video 40 times. I bet you I won't be able to solve my own plumbing
right,
problems. It's
I
not
going
to happen. All right. Hey, Marcus, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show today.
I appreciate it. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
We certainly will. You know, it's going to be difficult to take calls during the show today, but we're going to try to accommodate our listeners to the best we can. On that note, how about we take one call from Aiken in Coconut Creek. How are you, Aiken? Got to talk fast today.
Hey, happy Sunday, Eric.
How are you?
Great. I have a quick question. When I bought my condo unit, it was already rented, but the association has a one-year rental restriction. So after the renter is leaving, they don't allow me to rent it. Is it legal?
No way for me to answer that type of a question without looking at your governing documents. And there's a provision in the Florida statutes also that if they made an amendment to your governing documents, it may not apply to you because it doesn't apply to people who don't vote specifically in favor of the rental restriction. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Call us tomorrow in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And what you're going to have ready for me at that time is a copy of your governing documents containing the rental restriction. Is that all right, Aiken?
Yes, that will be great.
All
Thank
right.
you so much, Eric.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, still taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We are going to keep the flow of the show going. So how about let's do this and let's talk to Paul Mack from Mack, Mack & Waltz. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you, Eric. It's always great to be on your show.
All right. Please remind our listeners, Paul, what Mack & Waltz can do for their community association.
Well, we specialize in association insurance programs. We help boards and property managers with everything from windstorm insurance to director's insurance.
All right. Now, Paul, you're another guy that's because you're so smart. You're actually going to be standing on the stage with me next week teaching a portion of that board certification seminar with me. How about telling everybody what that's going to cover?
Yeah, well, we cover what the state calls adequate property insurance. We also talk about deductibles, and we're going to separate what the master policy covers versus what the unit owner is responsible to insure.
And you're going to talk about, of course, those HO6 policies that unit owners need because a lot of times they think that the association's responsible, but they're not.
Yeah, that's true. Too many times we get calls from unit owners that have a loss and they think the association's responsible, but if they don't have an HO6 policy, then
they learn the hard way.
They learn the hard way.
Yeah, and I know with hurricane season really just around the corner, you just know it's going to be a popular course that day. You're going to be teaching inside Florida's property and casualty industry. What are our attendees going to basically learn at the class?
Well, they're going to learn the important underwriting considerations. It's kind of an inside look at the back room, including wind mitigation. They're going to know how to read the fine print and understand property insurance. And I'm going to try and teach them how to get the best coverage for the best price.
All right. When I can tell you, we pick up the papers every day and we see there's legislation pending in Tallahassee regarding citizens, and everybody's kind of on edge about just, I guess, how high their rates are going to go up.
Yeah. You know, every time I'm on the show, that's as unavoidable topic, and they're trying to pass some meaningful changes, and it's unpopular because the only way to make citizens financially stable is to raise rates. So, but it's also very delicate; they can't raise it too much.
Right, exactly. As a matter of fact, there's a push by the legislature to kind of get them out of the insurance business completely because they were supposed to be the insurer of last resort, as we know.
Yeah, well, they'll never be out of the market completely.
Right, all right. But you're going to teach our listeners again how to not only perhaps have wind mitigation credits and things of that nature, how to save money and what they can look to perhaps in terms of rates in the future.
Yes, sir.
All right. How can our listeners get in touch with Mac, Mac, and Waltz?
1-800-351-4224. We're on the web at macinsurance.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Paul, let me tell you how much we appreciate Mac, Mac, and Waltz being a sponsor of the show. And we really, really look forward to having you guys at the May 5th event.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Karen.
All right. Let's do this. We can actually take our first break, taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Let us know any questions on your mind about condo or HOA law or questions about our new bill. And, of course, we'll continue to talk to our sponsors all about May 5th. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mac, Mac & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mac, Mac & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mac, Mac & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mac, Mac & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mac, Mac & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mac, Mac & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, macinsurance.com, or call Brandon Levy at 954-640-6225. Mac, Mac & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
To Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer, Scott Shapiro, kind of running things behind the scenes today from Glazer and Associates PA. We'd love to get you on the phone. Give us a call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Lots of guests in the studio today. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email. And next up, we have Zev Fragashon and Troy Modlin from the Alpha Security Services. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. With so many, you know, crazy things happening in the world today, and in the news lately, it certainly seems, guys, that security is on everybody's mind. So how about telling us what Alpha Security Services does to protect condos and HOAs here in Florida?
Thank you, Eric. Well, we actually have arm and unarmed security guards, as well as surveillance cameras and access control. We also have the state-of-the-art...
So your armed security... So if, like, I don't like my board member, for example, you guys will shoot them for me if I ask you to do that?
No, we don't do that.
All right, never mind. Go ahead.
But we have, we also have a state-of-the-art command and control center, probably the most modern command and control center, in the state of Florida, where we not only monitor cameras and the cameras of our clients, we monitor our guards, and we also monitor our fleet of vehicles with video and audio 24/7.
You know, I want to follow up on that, as a matter of fact, if you don't mind. You said you monitor your own guards. Of course, over the years, right, I get complaints from some people, you know, the condos we represent. We caught our guard falling asleep in the booth.
Oh,
now,
boy.
I take it if that happens, you're going to know about it because of the security, the procedures that you utilize and the equipment that you utilize in your practice.
That actually is right. Not only that, but we will have proof and we will follow procedure. With the state of Florida.
We have cameras inside the guardhouses as well.
So you know what your staff is doing all the time.
Including the patrol vehicles as well, because there's GPS in the patrol vehicles that are driving around the communities.
That's fantastic. Now, how about telling everybody about the course you're going to be teaching? And I got to tell you, it's gotten a lot of sign-ups, and it's called Protecting Your Community Made Simple for the Manager and for the Board. And tell us what that class is all about.
Again, thank you, Eric, very much for having us. We're very excited about this course. What it's going to be doing is providing important insider information and, more importantly, questions that you should be asking on pricing, quality of service, oversight, training, consistency, and management of security companies before you're hiring them or even getting proposals. We will even show you the affordable way to hire armed security if you need it. The second part of the class is going to be about surveillance cameras and installation. This portion of the class will give you essentially the Cliff Notes version on the specifics of this technology and how it is incorporated into modern day security. In fact, with the correct camera placement and supervision in some locations, have been able to reduce cost in guard services through remote monitoring.
Yeah, I can tell you that a lot of our participants in the show on May 5th, they're coming to learn about how to save costs and what is a difficult economy, and I think that's going to be pretty popular to get that message across and going to be certainly well appreciated by our listeners. And interestingly enough, you know, Zev, our attendees are going to be learning from somebody who spent a long time in the Israeli military, as a matter of fact. So everyone's really in for a real treat and perhaps a unique perspective from somebody like you. And I got to tell you, you guys always put on a great display at all of our seminars. You show, you actually bring the equipment.
Nice.
Yeah, to the seminars, and you put on a great display, and you show exactly on the spot. You don't just talk about it. You show the communities actually what you can offer them. And really, I want to thank both of you for being here today and for also being a sponsor of the show and of our May 5th event. How can our listeners get in touch with Alpha Security?
Well, Eric, they can always check our website, alphasecurityservices.com, or they can call us at 954-809-3333.
And the website's alphasecurity.com. Is that right?
No, Alpha Security Services.
That's A-L-F-A, right?
L-F-A.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to extend an invitation to you guys right now, as a matter of fact, because as soon as we get an opinion one way or another in the Trayvon Martin case, you know, that happened in Florida. And
They settled it, Eric.
Yeah, they settled the civil portion of the case. Mm-hmm. As soon as we figure out what's going to happen in the criminal case, I'd certainly like you guys to come back and talk to us about the do's and don'ts of what that community did, what they shouldn't have done, ways to avoid situations like that in the future. Because, you know, whatever side of the equation that you're on in that case, what happened was a tragedy. And we're going to look for your expertise to kind of walk us through that event. How about that?
Not a problem. We will absolutely be here.
Yeah, we'll be up right here.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break, and when we get back, we'll talk to even some more guests that are going to be at our May 5th event. Busy, busy studio today. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
From Fort Lauderdale, using 50,000 watts of power to serve all of South Florida. We are Big Talk 850, Miami, Boca, West Palm Beach.
They settled the civil.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Tired of having your security company literally fall asleep on the job? Upset that your current security company only reacts after a crisis but fails to prevent it from happening in the first place? At Alpha Security Services, we want Florida community associations to know that not all security companies are the same. We're the ones with more than 30 years of combined military and law enforcement experience. We demand an interactive approach from our security personnel and expect them not just to watch traffic come in and out of your property, but to also get out from behind the booth and patrol the community in order to keep it safe and give the owners the peace of mind they deserve. Associations today want more than just a passive approach from their security company. They want help enforcing parking restrictions, issuing violations, and even arranging for towing when the need arises. At Alpha Security Services, this is what we do. Our staff are all licensed, fingerprinted, trained, and utilize the latest in security technology to protect the associations who we work with. We even monitor your property and our personnel in real time from the most technologically advanced command and control center in the business. Bottom line, we treat your home like it's our home. Check out our website at alphasecurityservices.com or call 954-809-3333. That's 954-809-3333 for free security analysis and quotes.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. We've got Scott Shapiro behind the scenes shuffling people in and out. If you'd like to give us a call on the show, the number is 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, we're spending a lot of time this morning talking about our May 5th event that's actually obviously going to be going on a week from right now, as a matter of fact. To recap, so far we had four guests telling us about the courses they're going to offer. We have the top five things that managers wish board members knew by Associa, plumbing course by Douglas Orr Plumbing, Inside Florida Casualty and Insurance Industry by Paul Mack, and Protecting Your Community by Alpha Security Services. But before we move on to our other guests, how about we take a call? Believe it or not, it looks like Nyla from Kansas. How are you, Nyla?
I'm really good. How are you?
Are you actually listening to us in Kansas?
I am. I'm listening on the internet.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, we're flattered. How's things in Kansas? You got condos out there?
Well, I went. Yes, we do. We have multiple HOA problems.
Right.
We just had a lawsuit settle in my neighborhood. It was a breach of contract, and the community had used deceptive practices. The jury decided that it was a breach of contract.
Against
the judge,
who? Who was the defendant? Who was the defendant in the case?
The Homes Association.
Okay, and
the HOA.
And who was the plaintiff? Just one of the unit owners?
Yes.
Okay, and it was Deceptive Practices Act, a breach of contract type of case.
Yes, and okay. And the fact that they'd used deceptive practices, and the judge took 6 months to make his final decision, because he said that the decision that he was going to make was going to set a precedent across the United States.
Really?
For HOAs.
Okay.
Yes.
And that and decision
he found,
was?
The decision was that the HOA had used deceptive practices in violation of the Kansas Consumer Protection Act.
Really? See, that's interesting, because I've never heard. We have a similar type of act in Florida, the Florida Unfair and Deceptive Trade Practices Act, and I've never heard that used actually against a homeowner association before. It might have been used against a developer before while selling homes, but I've never heard of it actually used against a homeowner association. Sounds pretty wild. I'm curious. So this is actually a written decision?
Yes, it is a written decision. The judge said that his decision was going to set a precedence for the United States with HOAs and consumer protection laws.
Real quick, did the judge find actually the HOA was guilty of violating the Deceptive Practices Act?
Yes, he did.
Wow. All right, let's do this because I'm certainly not prepared to talk about that case today. I'm going to ask you a big favor, Nyla, if you don't mind. Send me that case or call me tomorrow at the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze. Let me find out about that case, and I'd be glad to have you back on the show in, it would actually have to be 2 weeks, and let's talk about it. I'd certainly love to see what it says.
Okay.
Thank you.
I also wanted to ask you, Eric, if you've read the book Neighbors at War by Ward Lucas.
No, I have not, but certainly I would love to take a look at it. If you say it's interesting, I'm sure it is. But thanks for the call, Nyla.
Fabulous.
From Kansas.
Thank you.
Neighbors
and
at war.
Say hi to Dorothy and the Tin Man. That's, you know, Kansas. All right, Marco and Debbie, we actually see you on hold. Hang in there because before we take your call, we actually want to go to our next guest.
Yes, and let's keep it going. Welcome to the show, Dave Ivanowski from ServiceMaster. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Eric, for having me here today. You know, I'm a longtime listener. I've gotten a lot of great information from your show. Not only am I a restoration contractor, but I also serve on a board of directors.
Oh, boy.
One of my crazy? This guy's out of his mind. Good for you. That's unusual, actually, to have one of the guests actually serve on the board of directors. But how about telling us a little bit about ServiceMaster and how they can help our HOA and condo communities here in Florida?
Well, ServiceMaster has been around for about 50 years. We've got $3.2 billion in global resources. We are actually the company that restored the Pentagon after 9/11.
Are you serious? Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's obviously pretty impressive.
And we've got a network of professionals in the area, in the state of Florida, and throughout the country. We have a regional presence, but a national response.
Well, as I said when Paul Mack was our guest before, you know, hurricane season is quickly approaching, and you guys have actually designed a course called Disaster Preparedness, and down here you certainly can't learn enough about it. Give us a little taste of what we can expect next week.
Well, board members and managers will have an overview on how to prepare for a regional event or a non-regional event, the day-to-day occurrences that may happen. And to eliminate further damage after a loss.
What's the difference between a regional event and a non-regional event?
Well, the regional event would be like the Hurricane Sandy,
right,
or the Wilma that we're so familiar with. And the flooding up in the Midwest right now would be a regional event.
Gotcha.
A non-regional event would be a sprinkler pipe break,
right,
or toilet overflow, a fire in the building, something like that.
So let's follow up on that. So obviously if we have a pipe that breaks in the condominium and it leaks through your apartment on the 10th floor into the 9th, down to the 8th, down to the 7th, and so on, you're the guys to call.
Absolutely.
And typically, what type of stuff do you do when you come in?
Well, we're going to come in, first of all, and protect the contents of the unit owners, get it up off the floor, move it to a safe location. May have to extract water or, protect the building. We're going to start drying out the building. The walls actually belong to this association in most cases.
Right. I'm glad you said that because there's so often so much confusion on the show.
Yeah, where it ends, where it begins.
Exactly, and unit owners call in each and every week, with those types of questions. Whose responsibility is it? And you're right, you hit it on the head. The walls, generally, no matter who caused the damage, those got to be replaced and repaired by the condominium association no matter what.
Exactly. It's community property.
Right. Exactly. All right. So continue. Tell us what's going to be going on May 5th.
Well, we've got this one-hour class, and there'll be a series of them throughout the day. They're able to get their
credits. I understand. Yeah, there's going to be credits for community association managers?
Yep, CAMs as well as property managers.
That's going to be fantastic. I can tell you, at least on my end already, we have a lot of people signing up for the class. And I want to thank you. I want to thank ServiceMaster for agreeing to participate in this May 5th event, and I really look forward to sitting in on the class myself. And I see you can also be teaching about how to mitigate your damages.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's important because a lot of times insurance companies refuse to pay a claim. Why? Because you fail to mitigate your damages after a loss. So I'm sure you're going to walk us through how to go about actually doing that after an event.
That's right. You know, the association's responsibility to maintain the integrity of the community property. Waiting for an adjuster is not an option.
Right, exactly.
We just saw this in Sandy, where the adjusters are 2 and 3 weeks out.
Right, and in the meantime, you have an obligation under your policy to stop the bleeding.
Exactly.
All right, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today, Dave. I want to thank ServiceMaster for participating in the May 5th event. I look forward to taking your class and sitting in. And again, thank you for participation here today. How can we get in touch with you guys?
Well, very simply, you just dial 1-800-RESPOND. Now, that number is 1-800-737-7663.
All right, Dave. Thanks, Dave. So much for coming in. How about this? Again, Marco, Debbie, we see you on the phone. Let's take our final break of the hour. Still taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. When we get back, we're also going to speak to Belinda Sedbury from Driveway Maintenance, and she'll tell us what she's going to teach on May 5th as well. Again, 877-850-8585. Be back right after this.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes. declarations, and bylaws. At times it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Craze and HOAs here on Big Talk 850 WDFTL. This is our final segment. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We have had a revolving door in here with our guests, and we are taking your phone calls 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
Hey, before we take Marco's call from Miami, you know, you're going to love this, Karen.
What?
So Marcus Spielberg was here, as we know, from Douglas Orr Plumbing, right?
Yes.
And he just sent me an email after he left the studio, and it says, "Let Karen know that I fixed the flapper in the men's room while I was here. It was running and wastes a bunch of money. If it happens again, I know a good plumber." You want to talk about a guy that's devoted. I mean, while a guest fixing the broken toilet in the men's room, can we ask for more? Douglas Orr is obviously
Thank
a devoted
you.
Company. All right, how about we go to Marco in Miami? How are you, Marco?
Hi, it's Margot.
Oh, Margot. Sorry about
Sorry,
that, Margot. How can we help you?
That's okay. And tell Karen that I fixed my flapper about a month ago, and I'll fix her flapper anytime.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Margot.
Okay.
No one's offered to fix my flapper, you know what I mean? All right, go ahead.
I'll
Never
fix
mind.
Your flapper, too. Okay. This is about the assigned parking in our garage. Our spaces were assigned at purchase of our units by the developer. And our declaration says that only an owner or his tenant can park in that assigned place. That's what the declaration says. But then the same declaration goes on to say that the association may promulgate rules and regulations regarding the transfer of spaces among owners. So I looked up the word promulgate, and that means like to proclaim something, to make it public, right?
Okay.
So how would an association, how do you think they should go about promulgating the fact that, like, if you had two spaces but you're only using one, that you could rent it to a second person?
This is not uncommon, actually, Margo. How it actually works is, again, what you're telling me is the original declaration of condominium shows that the spaces were assigned by the developer, I guess, to a particular unit. And then the idea should be that no matter what, that a unit always has a parking space affiliated with it. Where the problem comes in is if the declaration isn't clear and it looks like that a parking spot can be transferred separate and apart from that unit, then sometimes you wind up with situations where you have units with no parking spaces actually assigned to them. So that's where the problem comes in, and that's why, in order for me to give you an intelligent answer, I would need to look at your governing documents. But you can pretty much rest assured that you know, the intent of it was to make sure that every spot, every home, every unit always has a spot.
Yeah, and usually, Margo, when parking spaces are actually, you know, assigned by the developer, they're usually conveyed either mentioned in the deed or conveyed separately in a deed of their own. But, you know, that's not the most typical thing, but it is not too uncommon.
Yeah, I'll tell you where it becomes difficult. When they're assigned from the original developer, how old is your community?
Well, it was a conversion in 2004.
Okay, so typically, if it's 2004, there's a good chance that those records actually exist. But what do you?
I've seen the records, but what's happening is there's a lot of identified cars,
right.
And this has been going on for a long time. They don't have stickers on them,
right?
And the building isn't monitoring them. You know, the association isn't monitoring them, and they're also, you know, having a blind eye to all these cars.
Well, let's do this, Margo, because we are running out of time, and we still have another
okay.
guest. No problem. Call me in the office, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. I'd love to take a look at your actual governing documents and see what it says and make sure that the association is doing things correctly in regards to their parking issues. Fair enough?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Well, last
Bye-bye.
But not least, let's welcome Belinda Sedbury from Driveway Maintenance to the show. Welcome, Belinda.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here.
We made it. We made it through all the way to Belinda. Belinda, thank you so much for coming.
You saved the
best for last. That's exactly
yes.
what we did. Definitely prettier than all of our other male
yes.
guests that were on the show.
Thank you.
All right, tell our listeners what Driveway Maintenance is all about.
I'd be happy to. Driveway Maintenance, we're full service asphalt and concrete, patching, paving, seal coating, and striping contractor. We provided these services since 1956, and we've had the same name and phone number for all these years.
Nice.
Hey, we were at an event last week in Tampa, and Driveway Maintenance had a really beautiful booth set up and an incredible display in yellow and black. And the funny thing was, the woman who was working the booth, her dress actually matched the pattern that was on the on the sign. It looked great. Couldn't have been better. It was actually awesome. To you.
Wow. She got the memo.
Yeah,
if you walk by our booth, I think you can actually get a suntan
right.
as you go by with
exactly.
all the yellow.
But it looks great. You guys always put on a great display. And
you.
I have to tell you, as you can imagine, I've been to so many communities really now throughout Florida. And I got to tell you, as a first impression, when I drive in, and if those roadways are all kind of busted up and they're all broken up, if the parking stripes are faded and the bumpers have exposed rebar and things like that, I got to tell you, at least for me, that makes a terrible first impression in your community. And I guess that's what the Driveway Maintenance, at least some of the things that they do, to make sure that your community just doesn't look like that anymore.
Eric, you're absolutely right. Proper maintenance and upkeep, including seal coating and striping, not only protects the single most valuable asset of the community after the building, of course, but it also preserves the property as well. A well-kept community has a higher property value than a poorly kept
property. Yeah, no two ways about it. I feel the same way, because if you drive into a community and the streets are all busted up and the speed bumps are not painted over and it's broken, I got to tell you, just immediately the value of those homes have to drop, you know, way down off the chart. No, it's absolutely not. It just gives you a general feeling that the community's not upkept.
I agree.
Tell us about the course that Driveway Maintenance is going to be teaching next week at the May 5th event.
Sure. We're going to be teaching about Asphalt 101. Managers and board members will learn about resurfacing, seal coating, striping, and parking lot maintenance. We also explain the causes of deterioration and what preventative measures and managers and associations can take to prolong the life of their common area asphalt, sidewalks, and parking lots. By the way, it's a very fun and entertaining class that also provides one CEU for all community association
That's
managers.
That's awesome. I tell you, that whole day is going to be great with so many. I'd say half of the attendees that we have signed up for the course are actually community association managers who are going to wind up at the end of the day with lots and lots of credit. Now, I want to actually focus on what you brought up a minute ago, and that's about striping your lot. For the average mm-hmm. person that really doesn't know anything about how to stripe a lot and what it all means, it may sound simple in their mind. You know, what's the big deal? Just putting down some stripes. Mm-hmm. I learned it is anything but. There are so many governmental regulations that you have to follow. The sizes of the stripes have to be a certain thickness. They have to be so many feet apart from each other. And I can tell you, I personally know of situations where people have hired the wrong company
to stripe
their lot.
Yep.
They go through the process of striping it. The city comes around and says, guess what? Start over.
You're an inch off.
And start spending again.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Very important.
Yeah. Have you actually had situations where you've been told?
We have.
That we've done it wrong and now you guys got to come out and actually fix our problem.
Absolutely. And they thought they were saving money the first time around. And in fact, they wind up spending double. Some of the less knowledgeable companies, understanding ADA is very important.
Absolutely.
For
Scott
ADA.
Can hardly spell that. You know what I'm saying? Never mind. Yeah, right.
It's all right, Scott. We'll work on that later.
Yeah. But yeah, it is. It's confusing. It's complicated stuff. And if you don't wind up getting in touch with the right person immediately before you start the job, you actually may wind up doing it twice.
And do you know that a lot of people don't know this? Just striping a parking lot is actually a trigger for ADA upgrades and compliance.
Really? Mm-hmm. So in other words, someone's going to come out automatically and make sure that you're now in compliance with
Absolutely.
ADA.
Absolutely.
Really? Yep. Okay. Well, tell us how our listeners can actually get in touch with Driveway Maintenance.
Okay. We can be reached at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-432-1191, or you can also visit us on our website at driveway.net.
Belinda, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming in today. Really, really appreciate your time. Thanks for being a sponsor of the May 5th event, and I look forward to sitting down on the class.
Thank you so much for having us on the show today, and we are definitely looking forward to seeing everyone out next Sunday at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino.
All right, thanks again, Belinda. Sounds like a regular on the radio.
She's
right?
Great.
Just came right in, no problem at all.
I just want to say, next week, May 5th, we're going to be live with the show.
Live with the show.
We're going to have a studio audience.
We're going to have a studio audience, and I got to tell you, I am looking forward to lots of audience participation
yes.
in the show.
We're going to have a microphone out there.
Yeah, we're not going to be taking phone calls, obviously, during that show. Why? Because we want our listeners and our attendees to actually come up to the mic. Right. You have something to say? Well, say it on the air and save it in front of a live studio audience. As a matter of fact, as we're sitting here, let's thank Richard Delaney. He signed up during the show. He's from Wellington. Who else signed up during the show? We have... Mr. and Mrs. Dubow from Delray Beach, Florida. They also signed up during the show. So I can tell you there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people there in attendance. We're going to feed you twice, actually. We're going to feed you breakfast
awesome.
In the morning.
It's
we're going to feed
free.
You lunch in the afternoon. You can take the board certification class, and I think there's actually going to be 10 different courses that all our attendees can actually go to. So it should be a fun, exciting event. I'm certainly looking forward to it. Again, if anybody wants to register for the class, it's www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, www.condocrazeandhoas.com. As a matter of fact, Brian put up a real great seating chart
on
the website.
Pick.
Yeah, you can actually see all the different classes that are going to be offered as well, and you can plan your schedule for the day accordingly now.
That's
so probably
great.
A good time, even if you registered already for the day, just, again, take a look at our website so you can plan your day accordingly.
I don't know how you do it. You pass legislation for HOAs. Now you're doing this huge thing on May 5th.
Get
Aren't you exhausted?
Through the next week, I am. Absolutely. Let's get us through the next week, and I really look forward to seeing everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in this week to Condo Craze and HOAs, and I really look forward to seeing everybody.
It's been a great show. You were a little worried with six guests that we'd get them all in, but we did, and we thank everybody who's been on the show.
Thanks to all of our guests today. Absolutely. And
They're
Scott,
be
thank
there
you so
week.
Much for directing traffic in this place today. Very, very much appreciated.
Awesome.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week live and in person. Look forward to it. Have a great week. 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 Forward to it.